This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Hour number two, thank you for being in class with us today. You heard at the top of the hour news that there was a 15-year-old that shot and killed at least one person. Two others were shot. I can't tell by the article I'm reading whether they... Raleigh, North Carolina. And so I am calling for a ban. Now, I know y'all like free speech, and I do too. But I'm calling for a ban on all videos, all video games, all movies, and all television shows that glorify gun violence. Where you go and play the game and you shoot, you line them up and you mow them down and you line them up and you mow them down. If you didn't do it right the first time, you hit the reset button and play it again until you kill everybody. I'm saying that they should all be banned and destroyed. I know that's really harsh. And I think that the companies that produce those should be forced to buy them back and pay 3, 4, 5, 10x what the original purchaser or the holder of that video paid for in compensation. Buy them back, and they get destroyed under we the people's supervision. There's no place to glorify the murdering of people. There's no place for that. Just my opinion. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. How's the signal coming in? We had to do a little rerouting on the fast USA Prepares GCN radio network here to try and get the signal through.
It's been better in the past. It's okay. It'll work for today's class. I know you've got a lot to say today. Why don't we just jump right in?
Yeah. So, Vince, I guess your class has probably heard by now that PayPal was going to fine customers $2,500, $2,500 for misinformation that they might post. Now, let me back up and say PayPal is a payment system, so their really purpose for being in business, their reason for being in existence is to process a payment for something you sell on the Internet. Okay, so just making that clear, that's their business. So they were going to fine customers $2,500 if you had, and you got to put this in quotes, of course, misinformation posted on your website for maybe something you're selling. I suppose that would mean if you had some type of a pet collar for a dog and you posted that it could also work on a cat and they decided it just... didn't have enough notches to cover every cat, that would be misinformation, and you could be fined, presumably, $2,500, although I think it probably, they had in mind things other than dog and cat items, they probably, Vince, had politics in mind, but can you believe they were going to do that?
Yeah, I read the story as well. You know, I got to tell you, Bert, there is reason behind what they are saying. If it is limited to misinformation about product and claims about the products. Because I bought a barrel lifter on eBay. Now, if you take a 55-gallon barrel and it's empty, you can, you know, it might weigh 40 pounds, 50 pounds. And if you fill it with used motor oil, which is, or engine oil, which is what I use them for, they have a rim and a bung, two bungs that you can pour the oil in and put the bung back in and seal it back up. Okay, and you can store the oil for later use or recycling or whatever you want to do with it. Well, I agonized over which ones to buy, and they said that it works with plastic barrels, 30 gallons, 55 gallons, plastic and steel. And so I bought it, and we have both plastic and steel here. But it will not work with barrels that have removable lids. So they misrepresented what they said this thing would do. It only works on some of the barrels. So I said, yo, this thing is engineered such that it will not, absolutely will not work. No way will this work with plastic barrels with bands that and removable lids. It won't work. And it won't work with steel either. And they said, I'm also sorry. How about, and it's a Chinese company, how about 50% refund? I said, no, just send me a shipping label, prepaid shipping label, and I'll send it back. Because it weighs 7.5 pounds. It costs $46. And they said, almost so sorry, how about 80% refund? I said, okay. Now, I'm not trying to beat them out of the sale, but the darn thing doesn't do what it's claimed to do. So, I understand the point of view that you're talking about, but I have a feeling that you're absolutely right, that it really is not about things like that situation with me where I end up buying stuff that flat out doesn't do what it says on eBay, which I think is a market for second-rate Chinese junk, defective Chinese products, poorly engineered Chinese products, cast iron castings with holes in them, air holes, which make them less strong than they're supposed to be. I think that would be it'd be nice if it worked that way, but I have a feeling it's to shut down free speech and political dissension.
Well, they said that they didn't want to promote hate, violence, or discriminatory intolerance. So then they rescinded the policy. Said, oh, it was a mistake. But, you know, we hear that all the time. They go, oh, that was an accident. It actually was not supposed to go out. But Vince, I've worked in high tech. I've consulted for some extremely large Silicon Valley companies. I can tell you something like this does not come out unless it's gone through top management, unless it's gotten approval from senior executives, including the legal department, which is has been elevated in all of these companies. So there's no way this was introduced as a mistake. Just like they say when they censor someone and then bring them back online on Twitter or wherever, and they go, oh, you know what, that was an accident. It wasn't supposed to happen. Well, you know, I'm getting tired of hearing that excuse, right, because we know it's not true. But they did rescind it after a lot of pushback, including from two of the founders of PayPal. And, of course, Vince, PayPal's no stranger to USA Prepares, because if you remember earlier this year, we took up a battle with PayPal, who owns Venmo. They are a wholly owned subsidiary of PayPal. And class we won. It was a hard fight, but we did win. And we recovered all of the funds that were fraudulently taken from hairdresser Miss Julian. So we already have experience with the company PayPal.
So the exclamation point that I have for what you just said is when the government does it, they call it a clerical error. Yeah, it was a clerical error. That's when you catch them. And what they did to me was the state government of Missouri, I think, had a vendetta. And they wanted to make sure that somebody would punish me without the person wanting me to be punished being identified. And I think that was someone in the state government. I actually have a feeling I know exactly who it is. And so what they did was they suspended my license, my driver's license, many years ago. They literally suspended it. And I was on the revoked driver's list for not paying a fine that I was never told about, and I was never there. So this was a fine for a parking fine of $20 that I never parked there. I never been to this place. And yet on the books was I got a fine and I didn't pay it, so they revoked my license, hoping that some cop would pull me over for a taillight and then arrest me for driving with a revoked license. That's what these parasites do. Is that clear what I just said, class? That's what they do. So, Bert, I went ballistic because someone stole my driver's license out of my bag in my truck when I was loading it. Literally stole it. I had to get a replacement. They said, your license is revoked. I said, no, okay, can't be. Oh yeah, you're suspended. You can't have a replacement license. So then I went down that rabbit trail and I found out what happened. That was a clerical error. So that can happen to you, class. It absolutely can happen to you. It happened to me twice. Once on the East Coast as well. I had a license plate that was number 7014. And they had, in that particular state, they had license plates that were preceded with MC for motorcycle, C for commercial, and then I think P for passenger cars. So some motorcycle parked on the sidewalk, MC, 7014, and they gave him a ticket and he didn't pay it. They clerically entered my commercial driver's license, or tag, C, and they gave me a ticket and I got a suspended license because they didn't pay the fine that they didn't know about. For something I didn't do. For a motorcycle I didn't own. For a place I've never been. This stuff happens. Back to you.
Vince, I only have one comment on that. Has Mrs. Finelli learned how to bake a key into the cake that she's going to bring you when you're in the slammer for driving with a missing taillight when you get put away?
I am looking at a 50-something-year-old lockpick right now. You know, it just so happens that, you know, you just happen to mention that. You know, when you and I spent some time together years ago, I made a set of lockpicks because I wanted to make sure I didn't get locked out of my own stuff. Not that I'm a burglar. By the way, it's perfectly legal in many locations to own lockpicks. Do you know that locksmiths have lockpicks? Well, you can own lockpicks in many locations, including where I am. It's perfectly legal. And sometimes I buy things that don't have keys. No problem. I know how to open a lock. Bert, I actually think you might have even seen me make this particular lockpick back in the 70s.
So my only question is, if it works and you get out of the slammer, would you bring your cellmates along with you, or would you leave them back there and just run out alone?
Depends on what they did. So, you know, if they were falsely accused and they didn't do it, you know, why should they be there, right? If they committed real crimes, no. They deserve probably to finish their sentence. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, class, so during the break, I just went to a search engine. I typed in DIY as in do it yourself. DIY, one word. Space lockpicks, lockpick, L-O-C-K-P-I-C-K, one word, DIY, lockpick. And you can click on images and you can see them. You can make them out of a bobby pin. It's common. It's all over YouTube. So you can learn how to do it. I'm not suggesting that you break and enter. That's illegal. But if you've locked yourself out of something, or if you have a lock and you don't want to destroy the lock, you want to maybe find the key someday, and it's a traditional type lock, you can make a set of lock picks. And the way they show you on TV, they just, you know, go in there and they open the door by sticking one tool in into the where the key goes. That's ridiculous. That's not how it works. But you can make one out of a bobby pin, and I show you making one with a torch. You don't need a torch. You can use your stove. You can do it with an electric stove or a gas stove. Do not break the law. By the way, I am not advocating anarchy. You know, without rule, I like some rules. I like speed limits because without them, people do stupid things. They do dangerous things. I like the idea that it's illegal to litter and throw trash out the window. I like that idea. So I like some rules, okay? But I don't like oppressive rules that are just killing us. I think people should be responsible for their actions. If they do stupid things, they pay the penalty. So I like some rules. And you know, the opposite of anarchy, to me, is dependency. I don't really want to be dependent. I really don't want to be. I don't want to be dependent on the electrical grid. I don't want to be dependent on calling somebody to fix my faucet or to repair an outlet. I want to do it myself, and I want to know how to do it. And if I lock myself out of something, I want to be able to get back in. If I lose the key and it happens, I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be dependent on a locksmith. I want to know how locks work. And I learned that over 50 years ago. Back to you, Bert.
Vince, is that what Geraldo used to break into Al Capone's vault, lockpick?
Oh, I don't know. By the way, his name is not Geraldo. It's Jerry Rivers.
Really?
That's his real name. Yeah, Jerry Rivers.
Yep. Okay, because I remember watching that on television. Those of you who remember the late 80s. And, it was a big TV special, breaking into Al Capone's vault.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think I saw that, but
it's a Lexington Hotel. Lexington Hotel in Chicago.
Mm.
Okay, Vince, okay. We have a more serious topic. We have an update on what's called the Havana Syndrome, and there's been some news reports where the CIA says it's not closed, we're still investigating. So for class, this stems back to many years ago. Diplomats in Havana and also a few other places, China and Russia, had complained about strange health effects and got a lot of news, a lot of research. Cuban government even ostensibly said they were cooperating with us and making their own agents available to investigate. So there's been no definitive outcome of what the cause is. In fact, it's still going on, apparently, in some embassies. But basically, the best explanation the CIA is now saying is they think it is related to a microwave device that's beamed into the embassies. And, you know, why you'd want to purposely make embassy personnel sick is beyond me. But one connection that I've found that sort of makes sense is that many years ago, there was a microwave device that would beam microwaves through the window of an embassy, and part of the microwave signal would get reflected from the glass, because there's typically some metal in the glass, and that reflection of the microwave signal would actually be modulated with the voice inside the room. So this is a known espionage technique that was employed against Americans in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow many years ago, talking about, you know, 20 years ago. And that might have caused health effects that Russians noticed and said, hey, let's just do it to screw around with people's health. So that is one possibility. And we do know microwaves are used as weapons by the U.S. Army.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, let's pursue this a little more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. This as his country continues to bomb Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying why didn't they ask him months ago to testify? At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers were working at least four separate crime scenes. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got here?
Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, and he's talking about Havana Syndrome. And the U.S. Department of State calls them unexplained health incidents. CIA calls them attacks. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so before the break, Vince, I had mentioned that the U.S. Army has actually developed a microwave weapon, and it's more formally known as their active denial system or active denial weapon. And it's not designed to be lethal. It's designed to, for instance, let's say there's a protest and you want to disperse people. So you would use this weapon to get people to just leave. And there's been volunteers that have gone under the beam to test it, and what they say is you just get an overwhelming feeling that you just want to leave. And it's like nothing your mind can do to change the fact you just want to run away and get out of the ray from this weapon. And if you're wondering what it looks like, class, imagine the most evil-looking ray gun from the James Bond movie. That's literally exactly what it looks like. It's microwave antennas with a focus so you can create a narrower aperture. And it works at 2.4 gigahertz, Vince. And for class, think about what we also use 2.4 gigahertz for. We use it for Wi-Fi. That's the primary Wi-Fi band. It's an unlicensed band that the FCC set aside and most other countries have. And coincidentally, and it really is just a coincidence of how the FCC set frequencies up many years ago, it's also used in microwave ovens. And the reason that a microwave oven uses 2.4 gigahertz is it's the resonant frequency of water molecules. So if you want to heat up a couple of slices of turkey or a bowl of oatmeal, it's going to be effective using 2.4 gigahertz because almost all food contains water, and those water molecules will absorb the heat and vibrate, and that's how you heat something up. So turns out it can also heat up the human body, and it's quite disturbing from people that have been test subjects. So the reason I mention all this is that the U.S. Army is no stranger to microwave microwave weapons. And, but that's not exactly what we think the Havana syndrome is. We think it's something more devious where they were either modulating these signals or doing other things. And it, like I said earlier, it may have been just an evolution of a espionage device that had been developed where you could actually receive the reflected microwave signal off of the window and actually demodulate audio from inside the room of the window that signal was beamed at. And it may have been, and this is just Bert speculating here, that Russian agents were doing that in Moscow, and we know they were. And they said, hey, we also noticed that everybody inside became really irritated. Wow, that's good. Let's irritate the Americans some more. So just speculating, but that might have been the evolution. But what's going on in Havana syndrome is way worse than just heating up the body. In fact, heating up the body isn't so much one of the things that's reported. What's reported is ringing in the ears, dizziness, unable to dream, hearing crickets, different things like that, irritability. And they have diagnosed some of these patients and found that there are effects that have happened in the brain. Now, there's also reports that it's psychosomatic and people are imagining it. But I suspect, you know, although there may be some people where that's the case, there's something real going on. And military and the CIA is still investigating them. And we don't have a definitive answer. And it may be the answer is a little more complicated, that the weapons have expanded beyond what, you know, the first ones that were reported over 10 years ago now. So it goes on, but there is some recent reports from U.S. military and CIA saying our best evaluation now is it's some sort of a microwave weapon or you know, you put weapon in quotes, but I think it is designed to harm the diplomats for sure.
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Well, I had to take a sip of coffee.
Bert, you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to. You can just say, you know, I don't want to say anything. But 42 years ago, you and I and Andy, who's a USA Preparedness instructor, Andy Gibbs, were in Washington, D.C., and we were dressed in suits. and we were at a convention. And we were exhibiting our satellite communications technology. And a guy came up to us dressed way better than we were. And we were dressed as good as we could get. He was dressed way better than we were. And this guy became, he actually ran for president of the United States. And he was able to get the number two spot. Not the number one spot, but he became vice president. Do you remember that day? When he came to see us?
I do remember that day. Yeah, he was involved I believe he invented the internet in his spare time.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy I'm talking about. But in reality, we didn't go looking for him. He came to us, and he had an extreme interest in the technology that you developed. And he wanted to talk to us about that. And I have a feeling that part of that interest had to do with the commercialization of our product and products, the investment opportunities that lay ahead for those with inside information, which he would be able to get from us had we given it to him, and a military potential application for the products that we developed. Is that possible, Bert? Or is my imagination running amok?
My recollection, and by the way, he was a congressman at the time. We're talking about former Vice President Al Gore. My recollection is it seemed like he just had an interest in it, and, I'm sure he was thinking of self-enrichment, but I didn't get the... At the time, he was not that senior in the U.S. government. I'm sure he was on, some telecommunications committees and those type of things, and he had a keen interest in satellite television for sure. But I think he was more out looking for self-promotion than anything he was to be involved in the U.S. government. Because remember, Congress is just kind of, passing laws and talking about things, and they're not really in the administration where they're rolling out new technology and things like that. They're more just kind of talking about things and passing resolutions and laws and taxes. And by the way, did I mention spending? They seem to have a penchant for doing a lot of that. And by the way, Vince, it's not with their money, it's with our money when they do their spending.
Yeah, maybe I didn't say it very well. Let me say it a different way. So he came to visit us, and he was very interested in what we were doing. Extremely interested in what we were doing. And what I'm alluding to is him going back to his office and picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, I met these guys. You're not going to believe this. I met these guys," and brag about what he uncovered, what he discovered in what we did. I'm talking about you and me and Andy. What we did, three guys starting a little company manufacturing satellite communications equipment that was on the leading edge, if not the bleeding with a B, edge of technology in satellite communications. And I just envision him calling some of his buddies who are related to the military saying, "These guys have invented this really cool thing. Maybe you guys ought to be interested in this. Maybe you guys are interested in this." That's what I'm saying.
Well, Vince, I guess that makes sense. They were angry that we didn't cooperate with them, and 40 years later, they finally got around to retaliate, and they've been screwing around with our phone lines this week for USA Prepares. So maybe it does make sense. It's just taken them a while to express their anger that we didn't cooperate with them.
And literally, class, we did not cooperate with them. You know, we went back to our corporate headquarters, which was pretty pretty Spartan. And there's no luxury where we were in California. We were actually in the loft of a business, and that was our corporate headquarters. It was actually the attic.
Well, we were in the attic. Do you remember what the business down below, what their business was?
Yeah, they were in the, they were in the communication, two-way radio communications business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were actually it was a large corporation where they installed two-way radios and sold them. And so the building was probably 20 feet tall, and above the offices there was just maybe 5% of the building was offices in the front of the building. The rest was warehouse, you know, forklifts and machinery and big overhead doors where trucks would, and vehicles would come in to have their two-way radios installed. And so we'd be on the phone in this unheated, freezing cold in the winter warehouse, which was like an attic with a roof and a front wall, and the rest was open to the warehouse below, and the horns blowing, people testing, you know, to make sure the batteries were good. Hey, open the door, blowing the horn. And that was the environment where we engineered and developed and manufactured our satellite communications equipment. And to look at the product, you'd never know it. You would think it came from a precision warehouse. And that was the brilliance of Andy Gibbs and Bert Bertones and me just kind of watching you guys.
Yeah, I remember for a while we didn't have a wall up, and it was literally open to the warehouse. And if you were on a cordless phone walking around, taking a call and you were looking up instead of down, you could fall, take one step on the floor and fall down in the warehouse below.
Yeah, it'd be like walking off the roof. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
And it was noisy and it was.
It lands on a bunch of two-way radio head units, so they were, you know, big metal, big, they looked like small suitcases that you'd mount in the trunk, and that's how the early two-way radios, where most of the circuitry was. And in fact, even the early first cell phones that went into cars had that type of architecture. And of course, now it's all something you can hold in your hand. And,
yeah, so when you think about stories about Steve Jobs starting a company in the garage, well, we did it in the attic. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we took a little detour today, unplanned, to go down memory lane. And I just ought to give our detractors a little more insight as to who we are and what our morals and values are. And had we not decided to, if we did, let me say it this way, if we decided to cooperate, we would be flying around in jets, because at that convention we were interviewed by a well-recognized satellite communications publication, and we ended up on the front page of it. It was called Channel Guide. We ended up on the front page. Bert and Andy and I, our photographs. And buried in the middle was an article of this other company. Now, we actually had hardware. We built hardware. We invented hardware. We designed the hardware. Bert's designs. Andy's designs. And it was truly extraordinary. We were the low-cost leader in the world of satellite communications equipment. Nobody could build a better unit for less money and sell it that actually worked. Then there's nothing better than what we had for the money. We're the best value in the world, bar none. And we were recognized as such in this magazine as three entrepreneurs who worked really hard and were successful. But there's another article in the middle of this Channel Guide magazine. And it was like TV Guide for satellite television. And it was about this entrepreneur and his wife, and they were just in the programming business. They just bought and sold programming. But they did cooperate. This other group, this other company did cooperate. And they really became wealthy. Bert, do you want to share who they are? They're still around.
It was the founder of EchoStar. They had a company at the time called EchoSphere, and they went on to build one of the competing satellite TV networks. So that's kind of an evolution of you know, becoming a dealer of satellite equipment to actually running the network and all. And that was his girlfriend at the time, I believe.
His name was Charlie Ergen, and her name was Candy Ergen.
Okay. So I guess they got married.
Because
I think she had a different class back then.
And who and who are they? And who are they today?
So today they're Echo Star, and that's the basically Dish. It's the Dish Network. So that's Dish Network. So they're one of the two satellite TV networks that we have.
Yeah, and I told you we should have cooperated. And I told you we should have cooperated.
Well,
that silence is, no, I didn't tell him we should have cooperated. Andy and Bert and I all agreed we were not going to cooperate. It was unanimous.
Hey, real,
what was that?
Real quick, since I know we're running out of time for this class, but I wanted to bring everybody up to speed that the last 12 hours we have had a surge in solar activity. And, you know, I do monitor a website from NASA and from NOAA, and basically they have graphs up that basically show what's been going on in three-hour increments. And for the past 12 hours, there has been a surge in radiation from the sun. And so I'm not talking about just the normal sunlight that we all see when we, you know, go outside, but we're talking about the other type of radiation, things that get into coronal mass discharges and that type of thing. And they have something called the estimated planetary K index and the three-hour band. And there's been a surge. I don't know if you've noticed. It's funny, Vince, because it seems to be when these surges happen, you can also see an increase, not always, but sometimes, more often than not, I think, on your solar panel.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because yesterday I noticed that we had an increase. Now, did it start yesterday?
Well, I'm looking at three-hour increments, and it's all in universal time from London. But the last three bands of 3 hours each are kicking way up. Not quite into the red area, but, you know, you go back the past couple of weeks, it's way above anything from the last couple of weeks. So I would say, trying to interpret this, yeah, it probably started yesterday, and it's gone into this morning.
Okay, well, I noticed it yesterday, and I said to the family, wow, you know, we had a really good power generation day. The sun actually felt really nice and warm, believe it or not. And our battery bank charged way earlier than it normally would. I couldn't believe it. And it ran, and the power we generated lasted way longer into the, you know, still daylight, but lasted longer than it normally would. So the window got larger of power generation. So it wasn't just the standard 5 hours. It was more than the 5 hours. Of course, it was daylight throughout the power generation, but it was, I could tell something was up, but I did not check to see if there was a CME. So you just verified it for me. Class, there's a correlation of 1.0, meaning 100%, when we have the CMEs and power generation here at the farm. No question about it. More power with CMEs. Bert, thank you so much.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.